Good evening. We are back. There were some technical issues that we had to work with. We are excited that we are back. It is 5 minutes to 7. Time to meditate. My trust is in the Lord. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. A daily show that is called Time to Meditate. I have prayed, but I think we will pray again, because the devil somehow tried to disturb our communication. We are excited that we are back. We managed to fix everything, and it's gonna be awesome. And God is good. God is excellent. So now let me just do this. The song that is playing is My Trust is in the Lord by David G. And it is awesome. It is awesome. Let me just play this song as we continue to meditate. And God is good.
Jesus, sing to the Father. sure living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. Every situation that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens home to you I roll. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Spirit, to take control. Hold me in your loving arms and make me whole. Wipe away all doubt and fear. Please take my pride. Draw me to your love and keep me by your precious side. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Let him fill your soul. Let him take you in his arms and make you whole.
In other words, Jimmy Swaggart was praying when he was singing this song. And that is my prayer of my heart tonight. That let God fill you with his living waters in your heart. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Remember, I gave you the verse that we are meditating with. It is awesome. It is Thursday, and we are excited to be on this day. It is awesome. It is awesome, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
Time to meditate. Chari Mabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus Christ.
By the Grace Radio, BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio, you decide a manana amabo onti onti amabo rata. Utona nene wala huni a doctor with Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my last. For the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kulufero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. Only you can do what no man can do. That's a song that I'm playing it now. The scripture that we are going to read is in the book of Proverbs chapter 31. As I promised you during the day, that we are going to talk about this verse. And it's going to be awesome. And I believe we are going to talk about the woman. Because now, I said during the day, come can mislead and beauty soon fade. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. That is what we are going to meditate with. I believe that you are ready. You have opened your Bible. We are going to meditate, and I will be taking your call as we will be discussing about this verse. It's gonna be awesome, and I am very excited to present this show tonight. And I believe that God is going to help us. God is going to heal our soul. God is going to restore our soul, because you are in a By the Grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Now the number that you can interact with me in the studio, you can interact with me in the studio with the following information. Now on 0328946 58, that is a WhatsApp number that you can WhatsApp me in the studio, which is 0832894658, or you can call 0732692731. You can even call the very same number, 0832894658, or you can Skype us on BTAGM Radio, or you can send us email on radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our chat line on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, and then you chat to me there. Now remember, I said to you, the name of this show is Time to Meditate. It's a daily show that we are always having it each and every day. Now tonight, as I promised you, that we are going to talk about a woman. Now in the verse that I just quoted, the verse that I just gave you, if you can read Proverbs 31 verse 8, it said, "Calm can mislead and beauty soon fade. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of the Lord." Now if you can start this from verse number 1 in the very same chapter, you can be able to understand why it came to this weight. Because Batabanchi, they are thinking that Masado Mubuti Kapabamwana ili a yellow bone Banahana Rikiana Msadi. But now hear what King Solomon was trying to show people. He said that calm can mislead and beauty soon fade. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Now you are in a By the Grace station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. As I promised you that we are going to have a visitors tonight. Now the first visitor that I'm going to have is Pastor KK Malaji. Now we are going to meditate together. He is going to join me tonight, and it's going to be awesome. And let me do this as we continue with our show. It is awesome. We are excited.
Church,
Yeah, so I'm going to have our visitor just now. Just be ready. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. Now let me just read the very same verse that I read. I want to read it with in the Basic Bible. Basic Bible Vision. I'm going to read with it so that you can understand. You can understand where we are going. It is very important. I don't want to leave you behind. It's gonna be awesome. Fair looks are a deceived, and a beautiful form is of no value. But the woman who has the fear of the Lord is to be praised. That is in a Basic Bible English Vision. I don't know when in when you read it in yours, what does it say? But there's a scripture that we are meditating, because this month is the month of Women's Month. We are celebrating women. And that is what it's happening. That is what we are also doing in our studio tonight. That is what we are doing. God is good. So keep on just listening to this song. I'm going to play two songs, and after that I will get Pastor KK, and we'll continue together.
Yahweh.
We say only you can do what no man can do. I remember I told you, you are in by the grace station, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. We are meditating. Now we are meditating with Proverbs 31 verse number 30. This verse, it is known all over. Many people, they know this verse. And it's a verse that we are meditating with. And I believe that God is going to help us. God is going to help us. And it's going to be good. Now let me just read it once again. Now I'm going to give you, as usual, I'll give you the scriptures that will support what we are talking about. It says, calm can be deceiving, and a beauty fade away, but the woman who honored the Lord deserve to be praised. Let me tell you, they are people who are very, 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 very beautiful, whom when you look at them, they are so calm, and their beauty, they are very beautiful. Now, what Solomon was saying here, he's saying, calm can deceive, and beauty fade away. Now, come on, Zonunga Kore. A beauty can disappear. A calm can deceive you. But a woman who fears the Lord, she needs to be praised. I mean, we know that they are human. You know, some people, they are saying this human, the way they are, like kimabone. But now King Solomon was trying to advise. Remember, these are the words of King Lemuel. King Lemuel advised. He got advice from his mother. Now, his mother tried to advise his son, Lemuel. Now, if you can read from you start from verse number 1. Now, let me just study there so that you can understand. Now, you see, these words of King Lemuel. Proverbs 31 verse number 1. These are the wise saying that King Lemuel's mother taught him. Now, King Lemuel was taught by his mother. His mother, he was teaching his son of how to live. He mustn't chase after girls. He mustn't chase after women, because as I speak now, they are people who are chasing after women. Now, King Lemuel was taught by his mother. Now, let me go to verse number 2. I prayed for you a son, and you are the son I gave birth to. Now, the mother of Lemuel is saying, I prayed for you, and you are the only son that was given to me. You are the only son that was given to me. And he said, don't waste your strength on women. Women destroy kings, so don't waste yourself on them. Don't waste yourself, your strength on them. Now, this was the wise word from Lemuel's mother. I don't know, as I speak now to each and everyone who is listening to me, just imagine. I mean, I will appreciate. It is very important when somebody who is older than you, or somebody who is your parent, advising you about life, advising you about how you should live. Remember, we are talking about Proverbs 31 verse 30. We are talking about that calm can deceive and a beauty can fade away. But the woman who fears the Lord, she need to be praised. She need to be honored. But the reason why I wanted to, I started from verse number 1, I'm going to 2 now, so that you can understand where we are going. Because sometimes, see, how many are in tough stuff, if there is a problem. Because many people are in tough stuff, not understanding things, and we end up being misinterpreting. We end up being saying whatever that we want to say, so that it can favor us. Sometimes when something talks to me, I start to shift it, that this is not for me. It's not meaning for me. In other words, I start misinterpreting it. That is why I want you to understand. That's why I started from verse number 2. So that you can understand. Remember, you are still in a, by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now in verse, just now, just listen now. In verse number 4, Lemuel, it is not wise for king to drink. Okay, let me not go there. Let me just jump and go to verse number 10. How hard it is to find the perfect wife. She is worth far more than jewelry. Now, this was the word from King Lemuel. King Lemuel was taught by his mother. Lemuel's mother sat down with his son. Lemuel's mother sat down with his son, Lemuel. Remember, Lemuel was a king. And Lemuel was chosen to be a king. Now, Lemuel's mother, she had a knowledge. I think maybe she saw many kings, many men destroyed by women. But not all women are destroyers. Let me make it clear. Not all women are destroyers. Because many people, they sometimes misinterpret this part. They end up being saying that every woman is a destroyer. No. Not every woman is a destroyer. Now, let me just do this. As we go to verse number 30. That's the scripture that we are meditating with. The reason why I end up being going to verse number 1. I wanted you to understand where we're going. But before we go there, let me do this. Before we go there, let me just do this. Even now, we are seeing Morana di Teto Leo Tsanela. Di Teto Morana Leo Tsanela. She diwa di Teto, kija hao. Di Teto Leo Tsanela. Di Teto Leo Tsanela. It is awesome. It is hot. I'm telling you, it is hot in the studio as we dance. Thank you. Yeah, so we continue. Now Proverbs 31 verse 30. Grace and beauty can fool you, but a woman who respects the Lord should be praised. I mean, tonight I'm saying it doesn't matter how beautiful you are, it doesn't matter how charming you are, but if you don't respect God, you don't have to be praised. The Bible says everyone, every woman who respects God should be praised. Every woman who honor the Lord should be praised. Every woman who worship the Lord should be praised. Because when you read in the Amplified, it said, let me read it, calm and grace are disprestive, and a beauty is vain, but the woman who fear the Lord, in brackets, worshipping, obeying, saving, trusting in the Lord, she shall be praised. Okay, let me repeat my word. Charm and grace are deceptive, and beauty is vain. Beauty is vain, but a woman who fear the Lord, in brackets, reverently worshipping, obeying, saving, and trusting Him with full respect, she shall be praised. Okay. You may be charming. Maybe when you pass, you know, when you pass, Bashimane Bashapati fleet, because you are charming. When you pass, Bashimane, they are excited. Babu Wabaria, one hundle. Hundle, man, ya hundle. Yes, hundle. But the Bible says, those they are fit, they can pass. But the woman who respect, who obey, who is saving, and who is trusting fully, who respect the Lord, she shall be praised. She shall be praised. Now, I want you to assess yourself as a woman. Are you doing this that the Bible talks about? Are you, number one, are you fearing the Lord? Number two, are you worshipping the Lord? Number three, are you obeying the Lord? Number four, are you serving the Lord? Number five, are you trusting in Him? Number six, are you respecting Him? If you do so, the Bible says, you shall be praised. The Bible says, you shall be praised. You are in a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul, just for a soul.
You're in a gospel band winning soul campaign by the Grace Radio, you're now that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our program on the internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, our radio at bythegrace.org, our church number 073 269 2731, our WhatsApp 083 289 4658. Time to meditate. John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
by the Grace,
church will be soon.
So we are back. We are back. Now you can interact with me. Our WhatsApp number 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. Or our studio number 073-269-2731. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can email us radio@bythegrace.org. Now, remember, I was on the verse number 30. As I was telling you, that I want you to ask yourself as we meditate, that are you the woman who fears the Lord? Are you the woman who is worshipping the Lord? Are you the woman who is obeying the Lord? Are you the woman who is serving the Lord? Are you the woman who is trusting the Lord? Are you the woman who is filled with respect for the Lord? If yes, the Bible says you should be praised. If yes, the Bible says that woman should be honored. Mamela, obonale basadi. Remember ubaga msadi. As long as ule msadi. As long as, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Are you welcome, sir? It doesn't mean you're welcome to anyadilweng. It doesn't mean you're welcome to adujingara family. Are you welcome, sir? Mutu omongol mungwe aling woman, kum sir? Mutu omongol mungwe asatwaningile mwana, kum sir? Remember, we have been created in a different. Mudimur vupili gatulaje fapani. Bibili mudimu ubupili Adam. In Adam, ancham saadi. Now, omotumu omol omum. Atsubangure, agishawa wonor kienam saadi. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to a man. I'm not talking to a man. I'm talking about a woman. Amen. Let me repeat myself. I'm talking about to a woman who from originally was a woman. Not a woman, a fake woman, who somehow he decided to say, I'm going to be a woman. I'm not talking about those. Those, they are men. They just change themselves to be women, but they are not women. I'm talking about a woman. Not a so-called the gays. No, no, no. I'm talking about, the Bible talks about a woman. It said, a great and beauty can fool you. But a woman who respects the Lord should be praised. Now, I have asked you a question. I have asked a human a question. I said, the Bible says, as I said, the calm and grace are defective, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, I told you about six things. I said, number one, if you are worshipping the Lord, if you are obeying the Lord, if you are saving the Lord, if you are trusting the Lord, if you are respecting the Lord, the Bible says you should be praised. Amen. It says, a beauty can fade away. But let me just give you a scenario. You see, runabana, harabana beauty, we are saying uriawa, wanangam tol. It is inside. But we are lying to ourselves. We are lying to ourselves. How many people that you know? How many people that you know as I speak? Maybe one of your friend just married a wife because this wife is charming. I mean, I want you to understand me. Don't interpret me. Because some people, they're going to misinterpret me. Every person is beautiful. Mamela, people, they used to say, Babu amyala, baru mama ngiskobo, ngasnyale skobo. I don't know. I mean, when they say that, what is that that they are looking at? Because the Bible says we all created in the image of God. Now, I don't know when they say, I don't know what they're referring to. But the Bible says that a grace and beauty can fool you. But the woman who respects the Lord should be praised. Woman, the woman who fear the Lord. A woman who respect the Lord. A woman who worship the Lord. A woman who trusting the Lord. A woman who is serving the Lord should be praised. I don't know, out of these six things that I'm talking about tonight, are you doing them? If you are doing one, No. It's not talking about you. It's talking about a woman who are doing these six principles that I am talking about. That a woman who is worshipping, a woman who is obeying, a woman who is saving, a woman who is trusting, a woman who is respecting, she shall be praised. Now let's carry on. Let me give you a referral scripture. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 25. Let me read. Such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that woman tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Okay, let me repeat. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 25. Such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Who is such woman? Who is that woman that the Bible talks about? Who is that woman that the Bible talks about? Now, if you can read, you start it from verse number 20. Let me read it so that you can understand. Remember in verse number 31, when you read from verse 1, it talks about King Lemuel when his mother was teaching King Lemuel. Now, in Proverbs 6, 25, when you read from 20, remember 25 is the one that I read. It says, such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Now, I come to you men. To you men, how did you get that wife? Did you get a wife because she was charming? Did you marry your wife because she is beautiful? Did you marry your wife because she is beautiful? Did you marry your wife because she is charming or a yellow bow? But listen to you what the Bible says. Such women may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. It's a referral of Proverbs 31, verse number 8. Now, I said to you, I want you to understand why this thing, where does it come from? Now, when you read Proverbs 6:20, it says, the title said, warning against adultery. My son, remember your father's command, and don't forget your mother's teaching. It's Lemuel. telling Lamuel, remember your father's teaching. Remember your mother's teaching. Remember your father's command. Okay. There is this song that I'm playing now. Even now, I like to play it. Now, there is this legend. His name is Lucky Dube. Now, he once wrote a song. He once wrote a song. And even this guy, if I'm not mistaken, Mparanyane, one day wrote a song. He said, Nkana Komutziva. Now, in that song, Lucky Dube is saying, take time to know her. Now, what, when you listen to the song, what Lucky Dube is saying is, I met this beautiful lady, and I told my mother that I want to marry this lady. And my mother said to me, son, are you sure? And Lucky Dube continued saying, I said, yes, I want to marry her. And he called the pastors, everyone, to come and be the witness to the wedding. To come and be the witness as they tie the knot. Now, they tie the knot. Now, when he continued narrating the story on the song, he's saying that one day when I come back, I found her with another man. And I went to my mom. I said, my mom, you were right. Now, why I'm saying this is, here when you read verse number 20, it said, my son, remember your father's command. And don't forget your mother's teaching. We are in Body Grace Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. You can interact with me on this number 03-289-4658. 083-289-4658. That is a number that you can interact with me on WhatsApp. You can even call me. You can even go to Skype and BTGM Radio. You can even send us email at radio. At by the grace, the dog station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then say chat there. You can chat to me. Now we still continuing. Now let me do this. Let's just go and drink some juice and water as we come back. But I want to go with this song. Let's just play this song by Donnie McLean. I have made up my mind.
Well, then we're gonna sing us some Jamaican songs. But if we sing them, you gotta get out of those seats and you gotta dance like you're really from Jamaica. Or your parents were from Jamaica, parents' parents were from Jamaica. But I want you to be true to who you are. World. I stand no longer with you.
morning, I stayed no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest, that's it. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of, come on, say it again, say it.
Goodbye world.
Gonna look upon his face. Let us say, Lord, and the Lord of the same. Be brave, oh Lord, the streets of glory. Let me live my voice. Oh, my God, call on the last ever to the show. I got my mind.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus.
Say
Time to meditate,
Jay Mabolo, 6 to 9 p.m.
By the way,
Jesuitson.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. Yeah, I've made up my mind. I have made up my mind. After this show, you will also made up your mind. You will also made up your mind. Now, let's continue. Remember, we are in Proverbs 31 verse 8. Now, I just gave you the referral verse, which is Proverbs chapter 6 verse 20. Now, let me read. Let me continue reading. I said to you, it says, my son, remember your father's commandment and don't forget your mother's teaching. Where does this come from? Remember the referral I gave you. I gave you from 6:25. See, such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Then I've asked, I said to each and every man, I said, those who are married, in brackets. Now, when the wife or the woman that you are staying with, how did you marry her because she was charming? Did you marry her because she is beautiful? Remember in the verse, that the main verse that we are reading, which is Proverbs chapter 31 verse 8, it said, grace and beauty can fool you, but the woman who respects the Lord shall be praised. In brackets, I said to woman, I said, there are six things that we need to look at. I said, calm and grace are defective, and beauty is vain. But the woman who fears the Lord, in brackets, I said, who worship the Lord, who obey the Lord, who is saving the Lord, who is trusting the Lord, who is respecting the Lord, she shall be praised. That is where I gave you the referral. I said, which is Proverbs 6:25. Such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Then I said to you, you must read from verse number 20. From Proverbs 6, to understand the referral, when it says that such woman may be beautiful, but Lord, don't let that beauty tempt you, don't let her eyes capture you. Then I said, it reads us from verse 20. This warning against adultery, that's what it said. My son, remember your father's commandment, and don't forget your mother's teaching. Remember their weights. Always tie them around your neck and keep them over your heart. Let this teaching lead you wherever you go. It will watch over you while you sleep, and when you wake up, it will give you good advice. Your parents give you command and teaching that are like lights to show you the right light, the right way. This teaching corrects you and train you to follow the path to life. It stopped you from going to an evil woman, and it protects you from the smooth talk of other men's wife. Such a woman may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Now, I told you, I said to you, there was this legend who passed away, who was a reggae. I love reggae anyway. He was a German, where he sang one of the song that saying, take time to know. And the reason why I was singing that, this song is being sung by three different artists. It was sung by Mparanyane, Kasosuthu, Arankana Komotseba, Hobanle Nyalo, Asipapadi, nka nako mo tseba o ba nle nyalo a se papadi ke mparanya e wa singing it in Sesotho. Now like do we was singing it in English. I take time to know. I remember when I went to my mom. I said to my mom, I got a wife I want to marry. My mom asked me a question. Do you know her? I said, yes, mama, I know her. And when he was continuing singing, he said, mama said, okay, it's fine. Now, he's coming. They did everything. When he comes, he said, when I come back from work, I found her with another man. And I went to my mom. I said, my mom, I'm sorry. So what I'm saying here, I don't know you. I don't know. But I'm saying to you, my son, remember your father's command. And don't forget your mother's teaching. Remember we are meditating. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor Joe and Mama Bull. Now the reason why I was putting this verse here, because I gave you the referral of Proverbs 6:25. That is the one that I gave you. It was a referral for Proverbs 31, verse 30. Then let's go back to the Proverbs 31, verse 30. Let's go there. Proverbs 31, verse 30. Now, remember I told you, it's saying, grace and beauty can fool you, but the woman who respects the Lord should be praised. In brackets, I told you that a woman who is obeying, a woman who is saving, a woman who is trusting, a woman who is worshipping, a woman who is respecting, she should be praised. I don't know you as a woman. I said to you, I said, I'm not talking to someone who decided to make, to change his gender to become a woman. No, you are not a woman. Originally, you are a man. I'm not talking to those kind of people whom they decided when they woke up that they are going to be women. I'm talking about women. If you know you are a woman, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to so-called women. Those who did a surgery. I'm not talking to those ones. I'm saying a woman who needs to be praised is a woman who feared the Lord, who worship the Lord, who is obeying the Lord, who is serving the Lord, who is trusting the Lord, who is always full of respect. And that woman should be praised. Now let's go to another referral verse. Proverbs 11 verse 22. A beautiful woman without good sense is like a gold ring in a pig's nose. You hear me? A beautiful woman without a good sense is like a good gold ring in a pig's nose. That is Proverbs 11:22. Is a referrer. Let me repeat it. A beautiful woman without a good sense is like a good ring, a gold ring in a pig's nose. That's what it says. You can change it. That is what it says. Or you are a beautiful woman, but you don't have sense. Whatever you do, it doesn't have sense. You are a beautiful woman. Whatever you do, it doesn't have sense. The Bible says it's like a ring in a pig's nose. Amen. The ring in a pig's nose. The gold ring in a pig's nose. It's one of them sadi. Oloring anatalwan. Anatalwan. One of them sadi baloring habanatalwan. There are women who they don't have sense. Whatever they do is senseless. You know I'm talking with you. I'm talking about you. You know, I'm talking with you. You may be into that situation, but I believe that when we finish this show, we meditating show, all is going to be well. The time is 8:01. Let me just remind you, it is Thursday. Barakita jila me rapel la basadi. And we are meditating. Let's go back. I gave that was a referral. It was a referral from Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8, 1 verse 8. That was a referral. You must write it down. Proverbs 11, 22. Okay. Now let's go. Proverbs chapter 1, 7. Knowledge begins with fear and respect for the Lord, but stubborn fools hate wisdom and refuse to learn. If you are a woman, you don't have a knowledge of fearing the Lord. Because the Bible says knowledge begins with fear and respect for the Lord. If you want knowledge, you must have fear and respect for the Lord. That's what I said in Proverbs 31:30. It says, a woman who fears the Lord, in brackets, a woman who pray, a woman who worship, a woman who respect, a woman who is fearing the Lord, she need to be praised. Now let's carry on. Let's carry on. Let's carry on. Verse number 31. Give her the rewards. She deserves praise. Praise her in public for what she has done. Which woman? The woman who fear the Lord. That is why when you start from 29, he said, there are many good women, but you are the best. If you fear the Lord, you are the best. If you respect God, you are the best. If you worship God, you are the best. If you are saving the Lord, you are the best. If you respect the Lord, you are the best. You are the best. Now let's continue. Remember, I told you in 31 it said, give her the rewards. She deserves praise. And praise her in public for what she has done. That is what it is saying. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 30 is a referral of Proverbs 31:31. What good people produce is like a life-giving tree. Those who are wise give new life to others. The woman who is wise, they give life to others. They give life to others. Jesus. Now let's just do this. Let's just do this. And we will gijima. We will gijima. And we continue. It is awesome. Time to meditate. Time to meditate.
By the grace, radio,
just
BCCSA, Ronkantis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace, right here, you decide the manana of Mabu, Timo, Tim, Mamu, Raja, Utona, Nane, Wala, Wooning, a doctor, with Pastor Mrs. MB, Mama Bolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m. Time to meditate, John Mamabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
church will be soon.
By the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. 073-269-2731. Radio at BTGM Radio on Skype.
by the grace radio.
Just
BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a manana amabu uchibuchi amabu rata. Utona nil nene wala. Who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust. For the night by joy. Comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m. time to meditate.
Each your mama bolo. 6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace
of transformation.
It is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. Great and beauty can fool you, but the woman who respects the Lord should be praised. That's what we are talking about tonight. That's what we are meditating with tonight. It's talking about a woman. Calm can mislead. A beauty soon fade. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Then I told you, I gave you 6 things. That is a woman. If you are doing these things, you should be praised. You should be feared. You should be honored. I said number 1. The woman who fears the Lord, in worshipping the Lord, in obeying the Lord, in serving the Lord, in trusting in the Lord, in respect, that woman should be praised. Let me repeat what I said. I said, I'm not talking to women who somehow they were men and then they decided to be a women, because they are men. They were born as men from the beginning. They somehow decided to do surgery so that they can have matswele, or what, so that they can be like women. I'm not talking to those. I'm talking about to women who were originally made as women. I'm not talking about to women who were somehow decided to be women, but they are men. Because the Bible says they're women. Who respect the Lord? Mamela, bo botse ba msadi. A gona ba botse bang ka ba bang, mara Bibele ire, ha e ba ha respect Modimo, Botswana fela. Ha e ba ha hlomphi Modimo, Botswana fela. Come and grace are defective, superficial. Beauty is vain. But the woman who feared the Lord, in brackets I said, in worshipping the Lord, in obeying the Lord, in serving the Lord, in trusting the Lord, in full, and in respecting the Lord, that woman should be praised. Now I gave you the referral. Let me repeat that referral that I said. I gave you Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 25. But I said, before you read 25, you must go to verse number 20. When it said, my son, remember your father's command and don't forget your mother's teaching. You see, my son. Because when you read the Proverbs, when you read Proverbs 31, when it started from verse 1, King Lemuel, he was advised by his mother that he should run away. He should run away. He mustn't run around to women. Okay? Now here it's saying, my son, remember your father's command and don't forget your mother's teaching. Remember their weights always. Tie them around your neck and keep them over your heart. Let this teaching lead you wherever you go. It will watch over you while you sleep. And when you wake up, it will give you a good advice. Your parents give you commands and teaching that are like light to show you the right way. This teaching corrects you and train you to follow the path of life. That's what it's saying. It stops you from going to an evil woman, and it protects you from smooth talk of other men's wife. The teaching of your parents, of your mother and your father. I know that there are fathers who just tell you things which they don't make sense. There are mothers who just tell you things when they don't make sense. As I speak now, I know there are mothers who are advising their children to go badire bana bakhono tsola sasa. Bateng batsadi ba bela. Bari ba compare le bana ba bang. Bari o ka spala ke ngwana wa mamma o na le bana ba 7. Wena o na ngwana a ke bui ka batsadi ba jwana. I'm not talking about those parents. Balorin, they just tell you to do. I'm talking about parents who are really parents, whom they understand the parental guidance, whom they will guide you in a good way. Baba kasenko wena bare mama ngona le ngwana why wena o sna ngwana, mama ngona le mosadi why wena o ngona le monna why wena o sanyale akubika batsadi ba jwalo. No, here Bible says here, you must, my son, remember your father's command and don't forget your mother's teaching. Kubanga the teachings, the teachings that guide you. I wonder if I can tell you that I remember my dad, my late dad, Bishop Mama Bola. So he was that father that he guide you. And when I look back, I realized that really he was guiding me in the right way. Sometimes I was thinking that he is abusing me in terms of what I mean. Like, you find that in terms of I wanted to drive a car. He didn't want me to drive a car. But in my mind, I was thinking that maybe he doesn't love me. But I realized as I grew up that my father was loving me. He was showing me the way to life. Because those that I have grown with, as I speak now, some they are drug addicts. Some they are maginza. Some they are wasana meno. Because their parents, they spoiled them when they were young. By giving them the cars, by having those things, but I'm not saying if you are a father, you are doing that to a child. I'm just giving you an example. So my father taught me a way, and my mother also taught me the way. I am what I am because of my father and my dad. My father, my dad, and my mother. They played an important role. So I'm supporting this what the scripture is saying, that my son, remember your father's command and don't forget your mother's teaching. Remember their weights always. Tie them around your neck and keep them over your head. Let this teaching lead you wherever you go. It will watch over you while you sleep. And when you wake up, it will give you good advice. Your parents give you commands and teaching that are like lights to show you the right way. This teaching correct you and train you to follow the path of life. It stopped you from going to an evil woman, and it protect you from smooth talk of another man's wife. Now 25, that one I said this fella, it's saying, such women may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. That was the referral of the Proverbs chapter number 31. Verse 8. And I gave you another referral. Proverbs 11:22. A beautiful woman without good sense is like a gold ring in a pig nose. Then I gave you Proverbs 1:7. Knowledge begins with fear and respect for the Lord, but stubborn fool hates wisdom and refuses to learn. And I gave you Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 18. Now, what should we learn from everything that is written in this book? The most important thing is person can do is to respect God and obey His commandment, because He knows about everything. He knows about everything people do, even the secret things. He knows about all the good and all the bad, and He will judge people for everything they do. So, in other words, what I'm saying is, a woman who fear the Lord, a woman who respect the Lord, a woman who worship the Lord, a woman who is serving the Lord, a woman who is trusting in the Lord, that woman should be praised. Now, number 31, give her the reward. She deserves praise in her, in public, for what she has done. Then I give you the referrer, Proverbs 31, verse 16. She looks at land and buys it. She uses the money she has earned and plant a vineyard. That woman should be praised. She looks at land and buys it. She used the money she has earned and plants a vineyard. That woman should be praised. You are in by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. You are with me, John Mamabolo, on a daily show which is called Time to Meditate. The time is 8:30. Now let's just do this. I'm going to play two songs, and I will come back and I will take some calls and the messages, and I will close. So remember, I said to you, I want us to ask Jim.
So we lift them up. All my life. All my life. Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It just says,
Lord, I lift your name on
high. Ah, yeah. You know it.
Sing, Lord, I love to sing your praise. Say, I'm so glad you bring my life. Oh, my, my, my. So very glad you came, yes.
So glad you
came to save us. You came from
heaven, yes. You came from heaven.
Sing to the Lord, yes. From the earth to the cross, my sinful devil. From the cross to the grave. From the grave.
Let's lift his name high. Wherever you are, you can lift the name of God high. He gave you life. You're still alive tonight. You're still alive now. The time is 8:39. I'm going to invite Pastor Kiki, as I told you. Let's do this as I go to him. We will go with the song I've Made My Mind. Then I will get him in the studio right now.
Well, then we're going to sing us some Jamaican songs. But if we sing them, you got to get out of those seats and you got to dance like you're really from Jamaica. Or your parents were from Jamaica. Parents were from Jamaica. But I want you to be true to who you are.
Hello. Hey, Dumela.
Legai.
Bonakai.
Yeah, I welcome you with this song. Let's just sing the song and then we will continue.
And I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday.
Come on, everybody sing.
I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my
goodbye world. I stand no longer with you. Goodbye franchise, I'm saving. I stand no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest, that's it. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of it. Come on, say it again. Say it.
Goodbye world.
Maruta, I was welcoming you with that song.
Okay.
It is awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it is awesome. So we are continuing. And it is awesome. So how was your day, Maruti, today?
No, my day was very, very nice. In a very busy day.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was very, very nice. I enjoyed everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I hear you, Marut. So now we, you know, we were in Proverbs 31, number 30. The one that I said we will talk about it. Now, there were four things that I, six things that I picked it up there. Now, one of those things that I pick up, remember it said, grace and beauty can fool you, but the woman who respects the Lord should be praised. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Now, I said to our listener, I said, charm and grace are deceptive.
Yes.
And superficial. Beauty is vain, but the woman who fears the Lord, in brackets I said, in worshipping, in obeying, in serving, and in trusting, in respect, she shall be praised. That's what I said. Now, I don't know what the way, like, what you want to add into what I said, or.
You have said it all. Basically, what I can say is that, like I always said, that between when God created the man and a woman, the two genders, besides their physical genders, but the two roles, they are both representing God. They are a representative of God in their respective natures. So now, when the Bible speaks of a woman, and then it also highlighted the issue of a charm, that a charm is deceptive. Now, when you look at a charm, what a charm does, basically what a charm does is that it manipulates someone thinking. When immediately when you manipulate someone's thinking, you override their conscious thinking. That is a charm. So now the Bible says that charm is deceptive. In other words, there are some women who are using charm. And now the Bible says they are deceptive. So, and now that's not what the quality that the Bible speaks about when it, especially when it's adoring a real woman. It says now that charm is deceptive, but a woman that fears God. So the fear of the Creator is what distinguish women who are in charm, who are using deceptive ways to make people to think that they are prey. But there's no fear of God. That's what differentiates them with the women who walk in the ways of God, who adore God, who walk in the plans of God.
Okay. Now
that's the major difference.
Okay. You know, now I said to our listener, I'm not referring to the women who made them women, by operation. No, we're not referring to those. We're not referring to, let's put it in the right way. We're not referring to gays here. We're not referring to gays. Now, in other words, a woman who fear the Lord in worship, number one, in worship, when you fear the Lord in worship. Number two, in obeying. Number three, in saving. And number four, in trusting. Number five, in respect. Alright? And then that woman, the Bible said that woman, she must be praised. No, he's not talking about the human mate, like the human who he was a man, and then he went, he said, I want to be human. No. He's talking about the woman originally, he was created as a woman. Now I said to them, okay, when we look in verse number one, on the very same chapter that we read, we're reading about the king Lemuel, when his mother said to him that I prayed for you, my son. She said, for me to get you, I prayed, and you are the only son that I gave birth to. Now he said, don't waste your strength on women. Women destroy kings, so don't waste yourself on them. All right. Now I also said, I also gave our listeners the referral scripture on Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 25. But whereas when we go to verse number, when we start from verse number 20, Proverbs 6:20, it said, my son, remember your father's command, and don't forget your mother's teaching. Remember their weight, always tie them around your neck, and keep them over your heart. Let this teaching lead you wherever you go. It will watch over you while you sleep. And when you wake up, it will give you good advice. Your parents give you commands and teaching that are like light to show you the right way. This teaching corrects you and trains you to follow the path of life. Number 24. It stops you from going to an evil woman, and it protects you from smooth talk of other men's wife. Number 25, it said, such women may be beautiful, but don't let that beauty tempt you. Don't let her eyes capture you. Now, I said to our listener, I don't know to men who are married. Did you marry your wife, or did you marry that woman because she is charming? Did you marry that woman because she is beautiful? Because the Bible says the woman who fear the Lord, she should be praised. The woman who worship the Lord, she should be praised. The woman who respect the Lord should be praised. The woman who trust in the Lord, that woman should be praised. So that is what the Bible says.
And if you look at again that verse, I also like that verse, that phrase when it says, "And beauty fades."
Mm.
So it means that this man, this woman who is advising this young man Lemuel, is also saying that, you know, what you are seeing, physical beauty, because this beauty that fades is a physical kind of beauty. This one that, you know, somebody will be looking good, like you said, there are some who will even go through surgical operations.
Yes.
Just to try and make them look beautiful. They will enlarge breasts, they will enlarge the other parts of their bodies, so that we may think. It's not who they are, it's what they are trying to make us think. In other words, they are trying to charm us. But now, this one, the Bible says, they shall not be praised, because whatever they are trying to enhance will soon fade away. But now, you have been saying some things that are qualities inside the woman. And if you look at those qualities that you have just been saying, that list, they represent God. That's who God is. In other words, the plan of God, is to manifest himself through a woman. Mm. And how is he going to manifest? God is saying, do not look at the outward appearance, mm. because that one will even fade away. Mara, if you want to know God, you can study God through studying a woman, mm. through those qualities mm. that you have been saying. Then that's when the Bible says, that woman who fears the Lord will be praised.
Mm.
Just like we praise God. In other words, there are some qualities that trigger praise
mm.
that are far better than beauty, mm. physical beauty.
Now, and
those things that you've been listing there.
Yeah. So now, another referral verse that I gave to our listener is Proverbs chapter 11:22. It said, a beautiful woman without good sense is like a gold ring in a pig's nose.
mm.
You see? No, that's what I gave to our listeners. And I gave them Proverbs chapter 1:7. A knowledge began with the fear and respect for the Lord, but stubborn, full hate wisdom and refused to learn. Then now we went to number 31, Proverbs 31:31. It said, give her the reward. She deserves praise in her. Okay. Give her the reward. She deserves praise. Give her the reward she deserves. Praise her in public for what she has done. You praise her in public for what she has done because she's the woman who fears the Lord. She said, oh, okay, I think, yeah, she's the woman who fears the Lord. The woman who fears the Lord, the woman who pray, the woman who respect the Lord, the woman who obey the Lord, the woman who serve the Lord, and who trust in the Lord. That's the woman that we should give her the praise in public.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, no, you know, when speaking about this, we so much pray that may God raise women who will trigger praise, not only women who will be physically beautiful, but without judgment. Like this one is saying that that woman, just like a jewel of gold in a swine's note, yeah. so is a fair woman, which is without discretion. So meaning that no matter how much beautiful they are,
mm.
no matter the beautiful the gold, as long as you put it upon the person who is not without judgment, without good character, mm. it's very useless.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so we went to Proverbs 31:16. Like the reason why we need to give her the reward she deserves, this woman, is because on Proverbs 31:16, she look at land and buy it. She uses the money she earn. She uses the money she had earned and plant a vineyard. That is the woman that we should give praise at. She do the six things that we spoke about. And then after doing those things, and then now she look at the land and buy it, and she uses the money. She's not misuse the money, because there are women during this month, they are misusing the money. Yeah. And it also say in Proverbs 11:8, what good people produce is like a life-giving tree. Those who are wise give new life to others. Meaning those women who trust in the Lord, who worship the Lord, who respect the Lord, who serve the Lord, then they produce a good life to others.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know, Muruti, what will you say as we will sign off?
What I can say is that we are truly celebrating and honoring those women who are not only beautiful from outside, but who are really considering beauty from inside.
Yes.
Women who are financially wise, women who are, who build their homes, women who fear the Lord, women who walk upright and are delighted in the ways of the Lord, especially in this month, whereby, and in these seasons whereby we are experiencing a lot of women who are being abused physically, sexually, and otherwise. You know, we are really praying that may that hold on the inside of them be not destroyed. And even the remnant that is there, that is still holding up the gold inside them, may God really give them the strength to continue.
Okay. No, it's good, Marut, it's good. It's good for that. And as we continue on Women's Month, may God grant women the strength and so that they can be responsible. Because the woman is not all about beauty. It's about serving the Lord, respecting God, and honoring the Lord. Yeah. So we thank God, Murut. I think we will sign off, and we'll continue tomorrow. And it is being awesome. I don't know the last word that you can say to our listener as we are 2:09, and then our show, we just ran our show for 2 hours because of technical issues that we had. But we thank God because our technician managed to repair and fix that server issue. And we are excited. So I don't know, Marut, what is your last words?
No, what I can say is that we really thank God for our women, and we continue to celebrate them, and we continue to pray for them. That regardless of what challenges they are going through in different spheres and different ways, may God grant them the grace and the wisdom to continue to trust Him, continue to work for Him, to continue to shine.
Yeah.
It is our prayer that may God also change the heart of the men that are busy abusing women, men who don't really value women. May God really change their heart. And so that all of us as men may begin to embrace what God has given us through these women. So we really celebrate them, from the single women, you know, single parents, to women who are married. Every woman, we just celebrate them, and we pray that may God keep them. Yes.
Because I before we sign off, Murudi, I just read, I don't know this woman, but they said it's Aretha Franklin, something, Franklin. I heard that she no longer with us. So we want to say, may God strengthen her family. Because I don't want to say rest in peace, because I don't want to say rest in peace, because it's...
because it's another kind of...
Yeah, to say rest in peace, because we don't know where, when she was living, which road did she choose. So that's why I'm saying, I don't want to say rest in peace, but I will say, may God strengthen her family. May God heal her family. Now, it is a loss to this world. Is a loss to the music, because she, I think she was a singer or something. But may God strengthen the family. And we can't say may her spirit rest in peace. No, I don't want to say that, because yeah, so we so I as we sign off, Maruti, I want us to, there's a song that it's saying Let It Rain by Bishop Paul. And then this song will play. I think may God open the floodgate of heaven to each and every woman who is still alive, to each and every woman who is listening to us, to each and every woman, to the whole world, that let it rain to their life. And it's been awesome, Rudy. We 6 o'clock tomorrow will continue without any disturbance. It just that today we had a server issues, but I'm excited that it's been restored, and we are live again, and let it rain. So thank you, Maruti, for your time. May the floodgate of heaven flow over your life as well, for your time, dedicating your time for this show that we are doing every day, 6 to 9. It's not easy, but we thank God for you, and we will continue to meditate, but God will help us. Thank you, Maruti. I don't know what is your last words.
No, I think we are just in God.
Okay, Maruti. Then we will talk offline. Thank you, Maruti.